I got the feeling, seeing the grown-ups squirm, that they wanted to believe the creeds. In Steepleton, parents constantly hagged on their kids about how expensive it is to live here, and how parents make sacrifices so their kids can go to a school where they aren't exposed to violence and terrible stuff. In Steepleton, you could ride your bike to the Wawa, our only convenience store, and leave it out front without a padlock. You could always meet your girlfriend after dark because there wasn't any reason for a mom or dad to say that a girl couldn't walk around outside after dark. Even the Boons, the really bad kids, went back to the boondocks after school and kind of stopped existing to us until school the next day. Kids from Steepleton played sports, joined clubs, applied to out-of-state colleges, got cars for graduation. There wasn't much to commit suicide over, if you were looking at surface stuff like that. But even Steepleton had its weird kids, and Chris had been one of them. I think the worst thing about him was his undying combo of big mouth and huge grin. He seemed to forget from one day to the next who he had pissed off. He'd come bounding up to the same kids who had told him yesterday to get lost like he was their best friend, like his entire track record as an annoying person didn't exist. In my whole life, I had never met another person like Creed.
We certainly don't have any reason to believe that Chris would run away.
Mr. Creed had taken his wife by the shoulders and spoken over her left ear.
But that thought is, a preferable alternative to anything more pressing and, sinister.
His mouth was dry or pasty, so that every syllable had this sound behind it. I watched his mouth, feeling kind of grossed out, yet hypnotized.
Though any decision Chris made was always grounded, quite normal, not a radical type of this, nature.
That's right, Mrs. Creed nodded.
Reverend Harmon put his arms around the Creed's shoulders and bowed his head to pray. I was supposed to have my head bowed, but I forgot, studying Mr. and Mrs. Creed with their bowed heads. I was thinking, this hard-stepping mom and this pasty-mouthed father are as clueless as two aliens. Chris Creed is about as grounded and normal as a chimpanzee. How could people live their whole lives with their kid and not know this?